me a U.
No.
Give me a C.
A.
Give me a K.
A.
What's that spell?
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 A.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. I man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made. Supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on a Viet Cong. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. You know that peace can only be won when they blow them all the kingdom come. Sing it! One, two, three. What are you fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn.
Louder!
Vietnam. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die.
Listen, people, I don't know how you expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there. I want you to start singing. Come on.
And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, mothers throughout the land. Pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send your sons off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. All right! One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Country Joe McDonald. Wagon, please.
Hello to all friends of the draft resistance revolution in America. Good evening. I hope it stops raining.
88.1 in West Philadelphia, West Philadelphia.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Yes, it's that very special time once again, with Susie Q making fart sounds. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And there's... And yeah, yours is Mike One. And we have two runner-ups, so you gotta keep doing that. Oh, no. All right, first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is the head of Clear Channel, the radio monopoly, and billboard goons. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Tom Hicks, vice chair of Clear Channel, who runs, whose stations coordinate the Smash the Dixie Chicks album and CD rallies, as well as the God Bless Bush and Our Troops rallies, and have basically been assholes anyway with their radio monopolies and their support of George W. Numbnuts Cokehead Bush. So please repeat after the Reverend very loudly from your computer right now, fuck Clear Channel, fuck Clear Channel, and go to work or school tomorrow, walk in the door and say, fuck Clear Channel.
In fact, there will be a protest next Saturday against Clear Channel.
And oh, where and when?
In Philadelphia, and a mass spit-in is expected.
I'll be there.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly where, but check the Philly IMC, phillyimc.org, for announcements. Philly IMC calendar.
All right, that's runner-up asshole Tom Hicks of Clear Channel. The second runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Jay Garner, an arms trader who is lined up to head post-war Iraq by the oil ho regime of George W. Numbnuts Bush. Jay Garner, arms trader for dictatorships and sweatshop leaders around the world, lined up to be the next American colonialist head of a foreign country. Kind of like putting the Sopranos in charge, except, of course, that was slanderous to the Sopranos. And now for the big moment. You okay?
Uh-huh.
And now for the big moment. Asshole of the Week is... Who could be worse than those first... Asshole of the Week is Richard Perl. Richard Perl, the chair of the Defense Policy Board, who announced his resignation this week from the Pentagon due to his corruption, his dealings with Saudi, quote, industrialists, unquote. This former Reagan regime war criminal has been exposed for his corruption and had to resign. And please check out an article tonight from truthout.org. Prince of Darkness Resigns. Two articles. Prince of Darkness Resigns at truthout.org. One by Arianna Huffington. So, Richard Perl, you are Asshole of the Week. Thank you, Susie Q, for that.
You're welcome.
Inspiring collection of fart sounds.
How come Bush isn't your Asshole of the Week?
He was Asshole of the Week last summer.
Okay, so you don't want to like make the others jealous.
Right. And we don't want him to feel too honored.
Right.
Besides, he might show up tonight.
Oh yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow. At 2 o'clock.
He's going to be in Philadelphia, and there's a protest at Delaware Avenue and Washington Avenue at 2 p.m. tomorrow. If you want to see a real cokehead in Philadelphia, go to Delaware Avenue and Washington Avenue at 2 p.m. No?
No. Some of my best friends are cokeheads. There's nothing wrong with being a cokehead.
Okay. Well, he makes them look bad.
He's in recovery. I think he's a recovering cokehead.
Yes, that's right. He switched drugs. Now he's a Jesus cokehead. Yes, he's a 12-stepper. He's a higher power. He found the higher power. He hallucinates the Virgin Mary. Okay, covered Asshole of the Week. I don't know. You have to write to me and tell me if you like the live fart sounds better than the ones that got obliterated from our computer. Although we have a new one, we just have to get it onto this computer. We have a new one, and that's also great. And has the voice of Cheech from Cheech and Chung as a part of the fart sound soundtrack. You heard Country Joe McDonald doing the fish cheer, and I feel like I'm fixin' to die, Rag. And that was live at Woodstock in August 1969. Kidnap from France, Viva la France, did No SS. Bimbo Toolshed did Roxanne, and that's from the Put Some Pussy in Your Punk, All Women Punk Band compilation from On the Rag Records. Cheech and Chung did Mexican Americans from the soundtrack of Cheech and Chung's next movie. The Toys did Hey, Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone, and started off with Poison Girls doing Take the Toys from the Boys. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is terrorist attacks against Iraqi civilians. And that seemed to fit considering who our assholes were. And we have some buffoonery, but we're just going to acknowledge one right now. Buffoons of the Week has to be in Philadelphia. It's called Gate News. They send out information on, like, fetish balls and all these special dances and kink events and adult seminars and trainings and what have you. And while exhibiting pretty much no social consciousness or concerns, they responded initially to September 11th, kind of understandably, with all of their, you know, we are so sad kind of emails. But now they're doing it to lick Bush's ass, figuratively. Well, maybe not just figuratively. And sending out, like, these flag and yellow ribbon emails, like, our boys, our boys. And let me tell you, the one and only appropriate way to support the troops is by not wanting their balls and eggs blown off for oil and Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation profits in the first place. If you want to support them, demand that they be sent home instead of dying for profit. But they send out these emails like, oh, we support them. So they are buffoons of the week. We got more good news. The nude protest in Portland was a rousing success. This was organized by the Dark Lady at darklady.com, and they made the Chinese peace symbol with their collective naked bodies and got some pictures up at bearingwitness.org. The recent Portland protest from last Sunday, and you could see some pictures of that successful event and yet another nude anti-war protest. And thank you, Dark Lady, for doing that. And speaking of the Dark Lady, she is the organizer of the second annual Masturbate-a-thon for Very Good Causes. And you can check that out, too, online at masturbateathon.org. And there's a hyphen between each word. So masturbate-a-thon.org. And you can pledge. And she needs also more sponsors and ads and things like that. So let's pray for the Dark Lady. Lord, please help the Dark Lady organize the second annual Masturbate-a-thon for Very Good Causes. And help her to get more ads from toy companies and others, and maybe send divine interventions her way, if they can afford it. And, in fact, let's give divine interventions more business. For the sexual dysfunctionaries who manifest their impotence by making war, or fighting, or blasting air raid sirens, or abusing sirens, period, or organizing school emergency drills, isn't it time they got the sex toys they need so they no longer go plunder further into the depths of mental illness? Well, now you can send them the Jesus Jackhammer dildo and the baby Jesus butt plug and all the other products they need from Divine Interventions at divine-interventions.com. And you will love this stuff when you see it. The Beastie Boys anti-war song can be downloaded for free at their site, beastieboys.com. It's called In a World Gone Mad, and that is very worthwhile. And the event I plugged last week, if you heard them, if it was while the stream was up, by Lacera Firefox, her seminars on dark goddesses and flirting have been postponed, but you can keep in touch with her if you're interested in any of those events at her Yahoo group, which is called Sexy Mama. More good news, there's a anti-war song by Vic Bondi from the incredible 80s punk band Articles of Faith. Vic Bondi has re-released the 60s song Fortunate Son and I think one or two other songs on this instant release in response to the war, and is he pissed off. And you can get that at alternativetentacles.com. And more news from Alternative Tentacles and Jello Biafra. Jello is going to be playing with Lard, which is members of Ministry, and I think one or two other bands. Lard is going to play live, and I think they only did that once or twice ever. So you can see Lard live somewhere, probably West Coast. But I don't know, it might be worth it to travel out there and see that. And also from AlternativeTentacles.com, the new Jello Biafra Spoken Word CD, Machine Gun in the Clown's Hands. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys and their re-releases on labels other than Alternative Tentacles. All right. All right, let's do some of this before playing more music. We plug whitehouse.org. You can see a lot of W. Bush humor at gwbush.com. Is he here? George W. Bush is here. Okay. Oh, yes. Send him in. All right. George W. Bush, the thief in chief, the man who stole the elections, is in Philadelphia and has accepted the invitation to speak to the book burners. And, well, I got to say, this is really getting my head spinning, wondering what this man is going to say. So, yeah, send him in here. So, hello. Hi, George. How's your kids? Yes, I know a good detox facility that they can dry out in. Do you want to speak to the Reverend Bookburn listeners? Yeah, say anything you want. All right, George Dumya is going to speak to you. All right, now listen, I only have one request. Whatever you say, no matter what you've said anywhere else, whatever you said on television, whatever your spinmeister, Ari Fleischer, last week's Asshole of the Week, says, tonight you can say anything to our audience. And chances are, this is independent media, probably won't get much further than the listening audience from the two streaming networks that this show is on. So for once, give an absolutely honest speech. Tell exactly what you think, exactly how you feel. You don't have to hold anything back, and it probably won't even come back to haunt you. Is that white powder under your nose? Well, never mind. It's none of my business, and I don't want to offend Susie Q's cokehead friends. So, whatever that white stuff is on your collar, I don't care. All right, can you speak? Are you okay? All right, we're going to let George W. Bush say whatever he wants, and We're not going to censor him. We're not going to yell at him. He's going to speak his mind. And I know you're time-pressed. I know you have a big gig in Philadelphia tomorrow. So remember, 100% honesty. Just this one time. Okay. Thank you, Reverend. I'm proud of what my regime has done in the past couple of years. We have decided that the Taliban should not have all the fun. So we're going to force women to have babies. We're going to cut late-term abortions, and we're going to make it harder for women to have reproductive freedom. But at the same time, we're going to cut social services so that it's much harder to feed those new babies. In fact, we're going to cut all services, unemployment, seniors, the works. You see, when we talked about the new budget, I forgot to tell you about what was needed to fund the war, so that even if it was a short war, it would have to be at the expense of our fellow Americans. Certainly not my friends in corporate America, because they certainly wouldn't go for that. So we're going to cut services and force more babies and fund the war. We know we're killing civilians, and we're totally okay with that. We are trained to kill for oil, to kill for profit. It has nothing to do with anybody's safety. We who are going to profit by this war know that we are better. We know that we are justified by Almighty God to put profit over life. We know that this war is little more than a mobster turf war. That's why we told the Iraqi leaders they better not burn our oil. We count on the media to put out the messages that we need to sell this war. We count on the media to create false connections between Iraq and Al-Qaeda and other groups that hate the Iraqi leadership. We love to tell stories, so don't be surprised if you hear in the next couple of weeks that Saddam Hussein is drafting puppies, and that 97% of Americans and 94% of the world love me and support the war. With God on my side, I will sell all of these false links between Hussein and the September 11th tragedy. My family has a long history of telling such lies and an honorable history of murdering for profit, going back to my father and my grandfather. That's what being an American means to us. And I want to say to everybody who's a parent out there of a child young enough to be drafted or to fight, to please consider sending your offspring to possibly die for Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation or any of the other fine multinational corporations. Your sacrifice will mean a lot to us. Those of us who will profit by it will be most grateful. I can't send my kids because they have detox and a lot of rehab ahead of them. I have instructed the media to consistently interview the dumbest person in the diner to repeat our message. Manufacturing support is a time-tested tactic that has historically worked for every past president. We are going to take that a step further, thanks to our friends at Clear Channel, CBS, alias the American Pravda, other major networks, the newspaper chains, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and virtually every New York newspaper, and similar news providers throughout the nation. And, of course, the pundits and the hate radio show hosts. Thank you, Reverend Bookburn, for having me on your show. I have to get back because those men with the sunglasses are looking at both of us very funny. Thank you very much. God bless you. And good night. Good night, W. Thank you. And take these freakazoids with you in the trench coats who are really bugging us out. Yeah, leave by that door. Thank you. Oh, man, get the fuck out of here. This guy. I don't know. I think we need to exercise. The evil was just in this room. They're out of here. Susie Q, the other people from independent media are safe. The weirdos with the guns and the sunglasses and the trench coats who talked into their shoes like they were from Get Smart have left the building. So let us talk to, let's pick a deity. It's too early to talk to Santa Claus. Let's talk to God. And let's exorcise the evil demon that has just left this room. Are you ready? Put your hands on the monitors. We're doing a sacred act right now. Touch the monitors. Look up towards the ceiling. Get in bed. All right, it's time for a live exorcism of the president by coup. Lord, you have afflicted this nation with an unelected leader who has come to power through a coup finalized by the Taliban-influenced U.S. Supreme Court. Lord, the village idiot has taken the Oval Office to new heights in terms of hoeing for corporate America, especially the oil companies. This hoe was a protege of Enron and Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation, the primary profiteers of both Gulf Wars. Lord, the moronic resident of the White House has intensified the assault of this nation's environment and economic infrastructure. Like other cokeheads, this moron will lie and con to bleed others dry for a quick, short-term, extremely costly fix. Lord, this pathetic clown prince of corporate crime has driven his poor, embarrassed, mortified daughters and niece to excessive use of alcohol and other real addictions. Lord, this man is more than just a lucky dumb shit who bought his way out of a war and then through college. He is a third-generation member of a crime family. He is a murderer with more blood on his hands than all of the combined serial killers of an entire lifetime. Lord, this evil monstrosity is also a terrorist who is killing civilians as we speak. At present, Lord, he is the rock-bottom, lowest of the low of our species. Millions shall suffer and die at this evil man, as this evil man supports the worst dictatorships and sweatshop labor kingpins worldwide. The interests of his corporate friends, Lord, please exorcise the evil spirits that have fully consumed the Bush males, especially this particular numbnuts. Please fill him with salt, garlic, and of course pretzels, and cast out the forces of darkness that enable this cokehead to kill. Lord, cast out the wickedness that enables him to murder for profit in your name. Oh. He works in the interests of insatiable greed and domination, and not the fun kind of domination either. He has defiled you, lard. Please purge generations of evil out of this bush of hellfire. Out, demons, out. Lard, please shave bush off the groin of humanity. Let him find satisfaction through a strap-on cruise missile so he can stop the mass murder of civilians. Out, demons, out. Exorcise him now. Out, demons, out. Let Scooby-Doo talk in tongues. Okay, I guess we'll know tomorrow if the exorcism works. And you can find out, too, by going to Delaware Avenue and Washington Avenue at 2 p.m. tomorrow. 2 p.m. tomorrow in Philadelphia, Delaware Avenue and Washington Avenue. Oh, that was very tiring. Let's play a record. This is from the very first wave of punk. The band is called Joy Rider and Avis Davis. And the song is No More Nukes. Lard, make this machine work.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, You lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Leave no room for opinions in between. One that does not support all actions of the ruling party. rhetoric to define all actions. This can be achieved with slogans such as freedom-loving people versus those who hate freedom. This can also be achieved with the use of flags. Eighth step, align all actions with the dominant deity. It is very effective to use terms like it is God's will or God bless our nation. Ninth step, design propaganda to show that your soldiers have feelings, hopes, families, and loved ones. Make it clear that your soldiers are doing a duty. They do not want or like to kill. Tenth step, create an atmosphere of fear and instability. Then offer the ruling party as the only solution to comfort the public's fear. Remembering the fear of the unknown is always the strongest fear. We are not nations. We are not religions. We are not gods. We are not weapons. We are not ammunition. We are not killers. We will not be tools.
Motherfucker, I will not die. I will not kill. I will not be your slave. I will not fight your battles. I will not die on your battlefields. I will not fight for your wealth. I am not a fighter, I am a human being!
So now, here's a piece I wrote against the war, and it's not out of date. I don't apologize for it. For all these people in the San Francisco Examiner and on TV who ridiculed people who protested the war, ho ho, you were wrong. No, killing 100,000 Iraqis for profit is much worse than being wrong. As Richard Nixon used to say during the Vietnam War, now more than ever. You look like you're just the ripe age to be drafted. Does that even bother you? Still thinking about that? There was a sign at Jonestown behind Jim Jones's dead body, and it said, those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Which would you rather sacrifice, your hot car or your life? Die for oil, sucker. Born on the firecracker 4th of July, raised on football and MTV, never felt what it's like to have to fight to stay free. Vietnam, just a Time Life book memory. The mask is off again. This time nobody cares. But you can't keep dancing when your legs are blown away. Die for oil, sucker. 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 You too can get your face shot off so arms race tycoons won't have to get a real job. The Cold War's over. It was all a mirage. We could use that money. We got problems to solve. But we're not allowed a chance at the peace dividend because our psycho president's got his head in the sand. Saddam Hussein's so egocentric, he even replaced Mickey Mouse on watches with his own face. Last spring, he was our tyrant we thought we could use. We sold him his guns and his nerve gas, too. When he told our ambassador he was fixing to invade, April Glaspie told him, no problem. Uncle Scam wouldn't care. What kind of a Bush League double cross is this? Cheap oil? The price has already gone up. This still could wind up making Hiroshima look like a picnic. And keep in mind, James Baker is a born-again Christian. Does he believe in Armageddon and the last generation? Die for oil, sucker. 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 You too can get your spinal cord snapped to save greedy kings from the greed of Iraq. Give your life for a country where women can't vote and people still get their hands and heads chopped off. In Saudi Arabia, they'll stone you to death for sleeping with another person's husband or wife. Women can't go out alone or show their face or even drive. And there's never elections. You can't even ask why. But they finally did outlaw slavery. In 1960, 62. So progress is being made. And they're sitting on something we can learn to live without, but certain fat cats' bank accounts cannot. Oil. For this, you get to be all you can be. A dead Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. Come home one of those deranged, unemployed vets, the kind they love to make TV cop shows about. Just like Tom Cruise in a wheelchair. No film royalties, 'cause nobody cares about you once you've been used to die for oil, sucker. 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 It'll kill the poor even faster than crack. Send them off to war, make sure they don't come back. Give them tanks that fall apart and helicopters that crash. 2,000 died in Panama 'cause the stealth can't shoot straight. $800 million Batman plane, and it doesn't even work. No surprise when their idea of national security is toilet seats costing $1,800. And is it really worth it in this day and age to end up the winners of a World War III? Think about it. Once we take over that place, we'll never, ever be able to leave. Somehow we think we're gonna waltz right in to colonize their hearts and minds. But the Arab people are now so damn mad, we'll be lucky to get out of there alive. You think any of them want their kings to sell us oil? Think of the cost to keep our army there. When the only way left to bleed oil out of the ground is soldiers' guns treating Arabs like slaves. Or was that all part of the plan? Gotta put 400,000 NATO troops somewhere. They found a scam to extend the Cold War. It's called Die for Oil, sucker. 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 'Cause America the Beautiful is going to hell. We no longer make cars or TVs very well. Our economy's rigged on selling guns and making war. What happens when no one wants our products anymore? America the powerful has hit a decline. Our cities and our people are falling apart. Malnutrition and infant mortality rates to rival damn near any third world slave state you name. Got one thing left to sell, that's the world police. A mercenary state to ensure there's no peace. We love doing your dirty work, but y'all gotta pay. Mob-style protection money to the U.S. of A. Rich thugs with no vision trying to save their empires. New World Order Mafia with them still in charge. Reducing America to a banana republic. Die for oil, sucker. What's so sick about this is there's a better way. Stop selling guns to Arabs and to Israel. Don't need to keep ourselves hostage to oil. Use our Star Wars know-how to build solar-powered cars.
Won't need an army either.
One clerk in the patent office might be all it would take to find blueprints for a solar car General Motors shelved away. But oh no, that's too simple, and there's money to be made, especially if you already have more than you ever need. For those of us who can't buy our way out like rich folks like Dan Quayle do, it's burn your draft card, burn the flag, and burn the Pentagon, too! That's why we got the world's first tabloid war. No bodies, no funerals, no wounded, no gore. Super Bowl every day, where we always win. So much yellow ribbon, we are hanging ourselves. That's what's so different from ugly Vietnam. Media that brought that war home's been bought out. General Electric controls NBC News. They want to sell weapons. They distort what we view. Can those rah-rah we love war polls be believed when so many of us everywhere are out in the streets? Pentagon Parrot Papers won't admit we exist. What that says to me is their owners are scared that we will get as strong as they have in Berlin and tear down their walls and their new order scams. Yellow ribbon McCarthyism can't hold us too long. We support our troops most because we say, bring them home. So be all you can be. Say no to the Army, Air Force, Marines. Get off your butt before your butt's blown off. Don't die for oil. Don't be a sucker.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food. I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away,
You just heard Napoleon the 14th doing They're Coming to Take Me Away, haha. Jello Biafra did Die for Oil, Sucker, the high-octane version from the I Blow Minds for a Living CD. Anti-Flag did Anatomy of Your Enemy. Bob Dylan did Masters of War. Joy Ryder and Avis Davis did No More Nukes. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is terrorist attacks against Iraqi civilians. And if you tuned in late, we had George W. Bush in here speaking to the Bookburners, and then the Reverend did a live exorcism of the evil spirits that permeate the White House resident, who is in Philadelphia right now, and there is an action tomorrow in Philadelphia at Delaware Avenue and Washington Avenue at 2 o'clock p.m. Be there. And if the thought of George W. Bush makes you really horny, you can check out masturbateforpeace.com and relieve some of that excess tension. Okay, there's some new stuff at onepeoplesproject.com. an article about one of the major assholes from Coors funding a right-wing think tank, as well as a picture of Donnie and Sodom, Donald Rumsfeld and Saddam Hussein. Very much worth checking out. OnePeople'sProject.com. The Reverend has been having a very active couple of weeks, couple months, but especially couple of weeks with anti-war actions, and wanted to share some things because, well, for one thing, it seems like there's so much more support than opposition to the anti-war actions. However, there are little tiny dickless groups of Rambo wannabes that kind of yell things at you and are really gullible to the myths and bullshit of the corporate media. So the Reverend wanted to share some of the things that not only other Reverend Bookburn types, but like young students, seasoned activists have done, partially to counter the counter actions and also for fun and to entertain the internal troops. Now, if you respond to the Rambozos with overt aggression, you know that one or two people are bound to come up to you and say, we don't think you should be responding to them with any kind of aggression. And rather than be derailed getting into that debate, I thought, what if you responded with the opposite? What if you had this unquenchable amount of affection and an total amorous response to those who heckle you? In fact, why not take it even further than that? What if heckling became a cause of very serious sexual arousal? Nothing feels better than having Rambo stick his face out the car window yelling, and why not express said affections and arousals to them? And it's anything but aggressive in your response. So in addition to Rambo talking in tongues, Scooby-Doo talking in tongues, and other things that were more than a little funny yesterday, at least as they were happening. Oh, and some great responses to people giving you the bird. Like, no thanks, we don't know where that's been, and we just saw a poodle limping. And other things that were pretty much spontaneous. Or, no, we'd rather... they're supposed to drill for oil, not get drilled for oil. And little quick things that made it pretty funny. Or, oh, they found sleeper cells of the Bush regime's terrorist squad, and on and on and on. So make it fun. And if they're going to do retarded things at your workplace or school, like these practice drills, why not spontaneously create your own drills? Why not have a drill for chemical and bioterror that is the outcome of Bush's corporate toxic friends who are burying all this shit in the ground, putting it in the air, in the water systems, and now in the piping systems, thanks to deregulation? Have a drill. You are suddenly affected by dioxin and the other stuff that the Bush regime deregulates. And then your drill prompts you to run, duck and cover, put your head under the desk, run in terror, and you can scream what you're doing, like, I've just been affected by Halliburton's dioxin. And you can kind of take over the drills at your school or workplace. That is food for thought. But it's fun, it's theatrical, anybody can do it. And you can kind of deprogram the master propagandists by doing your own theater drills and as a kind of a wake-up call to reality, since the tabloids have become the models for the corporate media. All right, a few more plugs, and then however many tunes there is time for. Some anti-war sites include UnitedForPeace.org, InternationalAnswer.org, of course, the great MichaelMoore.com, MoveOn.org, JewsAgainstTheOccupation.org. For a copy of the book about George W. Numbnuts Bush called Fortunate Son, you can go to SoftSkull.com. That's one word, SoftSkull.com. Yet another plug for Ed Rosenthal, because I really want to plug him every show I possibly can. The medical marijuana defendant. Check out freedomtoexhale.com/trialpics, and as well as green-aid.com or org. Now I forgot. And safeaccessnow.com. To support T.L. and Susie Wall, the married couple charged with prostitution, for their sexual techniques workshops, check out their video line. Go to videoalt.com. Emergency contraception information from backupyourbirthcontrol.com. I forgot to plug Dr. Susie, who is having a live guest on April 5th, Ms. Deja. Check out drsusanblock.com, and then what's new in editorials. You can read Bukkake Bombing Crusade and click on shows upcoming for forthcoming shows. Check out past shows at Shows Past, including the Reverend's live appearance last November. Dr. Susie takes a hard look at the cockfight at Baghdad Corral, and of course her classic French page, Vive la France. Her anti-war page at drsusanblockinstitute.com/noirakwar.htm. And all of this will be on the playlist and show summary, which if you do not get it by email, or if you're new or met the Reverend at recent anti-war actions, or got the link forwarded to you by somebody else, which is how I heard from one person, You can write to me at Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Quayle, quayle@sjcdc.org, where you will get all of these links, all of the song titles, and a kind of a write-up. I don't know how to write up tonight's show. I guess I'll just mention that Bush appeared and spoke to the Bookburners, as well as being exorcised by the Reverend. DJ Comet, did you know that George W. Bush was here and spoke to the listeners?
Oh, really?
Yes. He had a lot to say. He gave his first honest speech ever. He said exactly where he was coming from. Okay. Oh, if you want to shock and awe the president by enlisting in the impeachment effort, go to votetoimpeach.org. And there's some good news in that department, too. 7 Iraqi families have decided to sue the war criminals from the previous Gulf War, Daddy Bush, Dickless Cheney, Colonoscopy Powell, and Norman Schwarzkopf, and charge them with war crimes. These are people whose family members ended up dead, all civilians. And the charges are filed in Belgium's universal competence laws, in which anybody can be charged with war crimes, crimes against humanity, or genocide, regardless of nationality or location. Definitely keep you posted on that. Okay, and if you're late, one of the two runner-ups to Asshole of the Week was Tom Hicks from Clear Channel, and we'd like everybody to say out loud for practice, so you can say it again tomorrow at school or work or hanging out or wherever, fuck Clear Channel. And we don't mean that literally, and they certainly don't deserve to be fucked. But as an expression, please yell, fuck Clear Channel. And they are the sponsors of a lot of these Lick Bush rallies, and we love war, and we love Bush, and on and on. And, of course, and the smash-ins of Dixie Chicks releases for saying something that was absolutely warranted. All right, let's play some more music. This is going back to 1980. The band is called Sham 69, and this song is called Unite and Win. This goes out to everybody who's going to protest Bush tomorrow and who are going to continue to protest the war. Sham 69, Unite and Win. Cartoonist Ward Sutton has to be one of the best in the nation, and the last couple of cartoons he's done under the name Schlock and Roll just have to be seen, and you'll want to send this by email to everybody when you see them. His work is at suttonimpactstudio.com, and then click on Schlock and Roll, And believe me, you will send them to everybody you know. I'm going to play a song by the Adverts called Cast of Thousands. This goes out to Clear Channel. And remember, yell, fuck Clear Channel. Hold your hands on your monitors like a religious ritual and yell, fuck Clear Channel. And the rest of the corporate media, it's called Cast of Thousands.
You're living in other people's lives. Doesn't seem to be doing you a lot of use. Believing in other people's lies. It's getting pretty hard to tell the truth.
Okay, gonna play one more song and then get out of here. DJ Common is next at Radio Volta, and something else is next on InfidelGuy.com and AtheistNetwork.com, but it's not Fellowship of Reason. Next week is the foreplay to the Masturbation Show, which will have Everlasting Godstopper as a live guest, and that is not to be missed. And on April 13th, Palm and Stroke Sunday with the anarchist punk band Hopeless Dregs of Humanity live in the studio. So that's right, we'll be doing the Masturbation Show together. And 420 Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, and the Reverend's Birthday Show. Going to close with one last song, and then the next shows will start on the two stations. This is the Dicks. No fucking war. Good night.